Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Now, I know you told me, Michelle, that one of the most popular topics that you hear about from all the women you interact with is thyroid. Is my thyroid working? My metabolism? Right. I've just slapped on 30 pounds. It's got to be my thyroid. And it just goes on and on. So you and I had a conversation about, let's just get to the bottom of this. So we want to know the main things you need to know about your thyroid. And we couldn't think of a better person to help us with this than Dr. Theodore Friedman, who is professor of medicine at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA, where he also serves as vice chairman of the Department of Internal Medicine. Dr. Friedman, welcome to Her Radio once again. You are our go-to thyroid guy, all things endocrine.
Excellent. Nice to be on the radio today. And you're right, thyroid problems are a big problem for women. And there's a lot of information out there. Some of it is pretty true and some of it's not so true.
Amen. I mean, we see it all the time. But yeah, we need to talk about, so tell me, what function does your thyroid have in your body so that our listeners can understand what the function of the thyroid is?
Well, the thyroid in general controls your metabolism and has to do with your energy level, your hair growth, your heart rate, how well you feel, your mood. Sometimes your emotional mood can be related to your thyroid, your metabolism, your weight, lots of things the thyroid controls. And it's important that if your thyroid's off, to get it fixed.
But women don't know what those signs are.
Yeah, so those are, fairly common signs, but, a lot of women have these, and it's worth talking to your doctor and getting tested properly for hypothyroidism.
Right. So so what is important so you want to get your thyroid checked, especially if you've been feeling tired, depressed, you have weight gain or loss or memory loss, right? Those are all
correct
signs and symptoms that you could have hypo or hyper. Can you explain the difference between the two?
Yes. So hypo is an underactive thyroid, and thus you would have more of those underactive symptoms, lethargy, tired, slow response, hair loss, fatigue, constipation, weight gain. Hyperthyroid means an overactive thyroid, and you would have basically the opposite thing. You would be hyperactive, you'd be losing weight, you might be jittery, you might have shortness of breath, you have palpitations. So those, the symptoms are basically the opposite between hyper and hypo.
What's most common?
Hypo is more common than hyper.
Okay.
I would say it's about 10 times more common than hyper.
So it's hypo?
Hypo is more common, correct.
Okay.
I thought it was hypo. And so when you're diagnosed with these, so what are the most common thyroid diagnoses that you see?
Hypothyroidism.
So that's number one.
Right. So hypothyroidism is usually due to an autoimmune attack on the thyroid gland by antibodies, and that would be called Hashimoto's hypothyroidism.
Ah, that's where I was going, yes.
Right. So most people with hypothyroidism have Hashimoto's, especially if they're correctly diagnosed. That's why I think measuring the Hashimoto's antibody, which is called the TPO antibody, is crucial.
Dr. Friedman, is it really true that when, now one of the things I have found is that up to 50% of depression is caused by an undiagnosed thyroid condition, and a lot of these people don't even know to seek help? You get these laboratory tests, seek the expertise of someone like you. I find this to be a real problem, and I know that in my own practice I've seen this, this sort of subacute thing. This is a real challenge, isn't it, in terms of people out there trying to understand why their mood is so affected?
Right. So I think 50% is too high. And definitely somebody with depression should get their thyroid checked. But in general, my concern, we talked about some of the myths, is people sort of attribute all their problems to their thyroid. And they may or may not be. I think you need to check your thyroid, but many people have hypothyroidism and depression as two separate entities and need both of them treated. Many people have hypothyroidism, don't have depression, and certainly many people have depression and not hypothyroidism. So you don't want to, I think, necessarily, a lot of people go down this path that I definitely have hypothyroidism and it's going to solve all my problems once treated. It may or may not. But I think the important thing is to get properly diagnosed and, you know, deal with both your thyroid and those other problems, such as your weight and your depression and your energy. One of the things, and I know Pam and Michelle are big fans of this, is, you know, if you have hypothyroidism and you're overweight and you still eat like a pig and don't exercise, you're still going to be overweight. So you have to sort of take into two-pronged approach. You get your thyroid fixed and you still go on a clean, healthy diet and exercise, and the two of them together will turn you around.
I agree. I mean, I think you have to do both. But so, Theo, let's talk about, you do the blood test, it comes back normal, and yet you're still showing signs of a thyroid issue. That's number one. And then my follow-up is, what are the tests you should have, and what's the range? Because that is the biggest issue that we face on Empower with our women.
Right. So let me answer the test first, and then I'll answer, go back to the first question. So I would say the crucial tests to do are TSH, free T4, free T3, and the TPO antibody test. The TPO antibody test specifically looks at the antibodies for Hashimoto's. This other website on the Huffington Post mentioned about thyroglobulin antibodies, those are not specific for Hashimoto's, so those are usually done when people have thyroid cancer. The reverse T3, some doctors are recommending it, but in general, it hasn't really been found to be a true indicator whether somebody needs thyroid medicine or not. So I find the TPO antibody one of the crucial tests. If you have a borderline response and have these antibodies, most likely you should go on thyroid medicine. If you have a borderline TSH and a negative test, you just have a borderline TSH, and you don't have a real thyroid problem. So I think that TPO antibody is underused and crucial. So that helps me decide if somebody's in a borderline case, should they go on it or not. So their TSH could be 3 or 4, sort of the upper normal range of most labs. That antibody test is positive. In my exam, they have an enlarged thyroid, and they have a lot of symptoms. That person I would put on thyroid medicine. The other person, you can have the same TSH, but they have negative antibodies, they don't have a goiter, they don't have the right set of symptoms. I wouldn't put them on thyroid medicine. So it does have to somewhat be individualized for the patient, but I think that TPO antibody is one of the crucial ones, and then looking at the TSH and free T4 and free T3.
Great information.
I think that that's fabulous, and I think every woman out there needs to be listening up for this. It's really important that when you're feeling funky, whether it's the mood, it's the weight gain, all the rest of it, that you have this checked. And then if you're only seeing an OBGYN, if you're younger, then, you know, be very assertive and say that this is what you need. Do the Michelle King Robeson thing. Be your best advocate and say, look, you know, I listen to Dr. Friedman on her radio and I really want to understand where my thyroid function is. And even if they say no, say, draw it anyway.
Right.
And now you know exactly what to draw and really be assertive about that, too. That's incredibly important because we need to be able to understand our thyroid function and to optimize it and understand how to be able to, you know, keep track of this over time. But it's your job out there to do that, ladies. Listen up with Dr. Friedman. It's really important to do this.
And you need to go to an endocrinologist too, Pam. I mean, I think that's the key too.
Absolutely.
You've got to go to somebody that does this all day long, every day, like Theo does, right?
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
No question about it. So, Dr. Friedman, we can't begin to thank you enough for once again coming on her radio and helping us understand the things you need to know about your thyroid function. And Lord knows we're going to put it to work like there's no tomorrow. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Make sure you check your thyroid. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Stay well.